time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to Pain Clinic for June 19th. Holidays today. It's Juneteenth. If you don't know what it is, look it up, folks. It's very important. National Hollerin' Contest Day. Sweet! I think that's what a National Hollerin' Contest Day kind of sounds like. National Kissing Day, which walks hand in hand with National Hollerin' Day, because if you kiss somebody and they start hollering at you, boom. All right, World Jugglers Day, and it's World Soldering Day. The Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Salvatore's at the Garage Door is proud to show UFC 264, July 10th, McGregor-Poirier 3. Prelims start at 8 p.m., pay-per-view starts at 10. As always, no cover charge will be there, and we want to thank everybody who came out last week for UFC 263. And we'll be there for all UFC pay-per-views. Bill Gray's is home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of their 14 locations, our favorites in the Strong Museum of Play. There's something for everyone at Bill Gray's. Find the nearest Bill Gray's to you online at billgrays.com. And I can let you guys do it because I want to test the sound, because I remember last week how the show started. One more plug. Hey, interested in roller derby? You want to be a skater, officiate? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. Welcome to the show this wonderful Saturday, Father's Day weekend. Tomorrow's Father's Day. I am your humble host, the Cash Man. I'm joined by DC, Dan Cole.
Good morning.
You are there. Yes, I'm very happy.
I am here.
You are there. We are also joined by the boy who grew up on the show, Danger Boy. He's just a DB symbol today. Danger, you there?
Uh-oh.
You're not muted, are you? I just see his symbol. Okay, maybe he's there. Maybe he's just stalking. You know, we'll find out. And then we also joined by the artiste, Rob Sanderson. What's up, Rob?
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello. Good. Hello. You're there. Yes, this is not like last week where I went to talk to people and they were not hearing me and I was not hearing them. So it was a rough start. But hey, welcome to the show. We're going to have a special guest on in the next segment. Jimmy Hart should be calling us because he's going to be doing a free signing tomorrow, 12 to 3, Heroes Hideout, Eastview Mall, free signing. So it's like you can get like a picture signed, but if you can also buy one too. They'll have pictures that you can pay for that he'll sign, but you don't have to pay for anything. But it's Heroes Hideout. It's right by the Apple Store in Eastview Mall. We'll talk to him a little bit in the next segment, but we're here to talk about the world of pro wrestling. It's nice to have you guys on. Hopefully we'll get Danger back. He was there for a while, and now he's gone. But how are you guys' weeks doing? Danger, are you there? Maybe. We'll find out. Just interrupt this dude when you hear
still
us.
Still a man of mystery.
How are your weeks been, Dan? How's it going down there in North Carolina?
You know, not to already start complaining being this the first weekend of summer, but it's too hot. It's too hot.
The rent's too high. No,
it's going to be like 94 here today. I'm not ready.
That's a cold.
But it's a good trade off for not having to deal with snow for 5 months.
Yeah, well, sometimes longer than 5 months. Okay.
I know. I was kind of being nice there with that estimate.
Yeah. Mr. Artiste, how are you doing today?
Good. Yeah, I feel like North Carolina is a good little medium between living up north here and then living in South Texas. Like, those are real extremes. At least it's not going to be like 120 there. So All is well here. I'm just happy that last night was the last time having to watch Dynamite till midnight for hopefully ever.
Yeah, we'll see. Danger, I see you're there. I hear you fumbling around with your phone. I'm guessing you're on your phone.
Is it working now?
I hear you, yes.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. You are.
I got something to work.
Yeah, I was going to say, I see your eyes. Are you doing your Brody Lee impersonation?
Something like that.
Okay, always. If you're watching now, we're on Facebook Live, by the way. That's why you can see these handsome gentlemen in their abodes doing the show while I am stationed here at downtown 16th floor of the Five Star Bank building, hosting from the studio. But hey, it's good to see you. Danger, how's your week been?
Can't complain. It's been a pretty solid week.
Solid.
And finally rejoining you guys after a couple weeks away. So
I know, you know, I know that you don't get much connectivity on the golf course. So I'm just saying, you know, hold on. I got to put the phone down while I'm swinging. Okay.
Wow.
I'm messing with you. Hey,
connectivity with like the holes or with the cell service?
A lot of probably
with my
both.
Golf game, it's both.
Both of those, I'm guessing. We're here to talk about the world of pro wrestling. We got pay per view this weekend, Hell in the Cell, WWE live event on the Peacock Network, $4.99 a month.
I thought that was over after last night.
Well, right? That's what I wanted to start
already
off talking.
The Hell in the Cell match with the biggest star in the company. Okay,
yeah, that's what I was wondering about that last night on SmackDown. We got Roman Reigns versus Rey Mysterio in the second hour of the show, pretty much getting rid of their Hell in the Cell. You think that they were worried about time issues? Because I've heard a lot about time issues recently that they were trying to get done earlier each time. What'd you guys think last night?
I'm questioning what's going on, considering of the matches for the Hell in the Cell card. That was a new one that I maybe had slight interest in seeing, unlike all the other rehash matches we're going to see. So, yeah, if it's cut for time, I think probably not the best one to have cut for time. But that's just my two cents.
Well, I think, too, like, that match didn't really go that long last night. So I don't know about, like, the time constraints necessarily, because that had to be – I didn't watch all of it, but what I saw of it seemed like it was maybe be one of the quickest Hell in a Cell matches. I mean, another win for Reigns, and I don't know. I think a lot of us expected maybe going into that was just going to lead into some typical WWE like schmoz, some kind of rematch, tag match at the pay-per-view, something like that, and it seems like that's not the case now that women's SmackDown women's title match is Hell in a Cell tomorrow. So I don't know. I mean, I think it's another example of them caring more about TV and making Fox happy than caring about pay-per-views.
Yeah, I mean, that's a first. We've never got a Hell in the Cell on TV ever. I mean, they've teased it, yes, many times, but we've never gotten the actual match. And overall, what'd you think of the match? I mean, it was tame, I guess you could say. I mean, it had to be tame to be on TV. You know, I mean, obviously we're not going to get blood and we're not going to get.
Well, it's not like they've had anything untamed for a Hell in a Cell in a while anyways, since they haven't done the blood stuff. And we got that Rollins and Fiend one that was just a joke. But I didn't think that match needed to be in Hell in a Cell anyways. So I'm not really sure, you know, they wanted to have marquee names in it. I'm not sure why they did it to begin with, other than to fill some time until they actually try again, theoretically. The match itself wasn't bad. It's just,
yeah,
I don't think it needed to sell, and I don't think Rey Mysterio's at that level. Now, I don't think there's a single person in the world that thought Rey Mysterio was going to beat Roman Reigns for the title.
Do you think that, and by the way, if you lose me for a second, I'm answering the phone, so I apologize for that. But do you think that they used a crash pad again when Roman Reigns threw Rey Mysterio, 15 feet in the air, out of the ring, into the wall, and then immediately we lost the impact angle on the ground, and then a minute later, Rey was laying on the ground. They did that the week before with Dominic. Dominic got thrown out of the ring. We never saw him land, and then, you know, it took like a minute or so later, they came back to him, and he's like, you know, on the ground. I think, is that because maybe they're still doing it in the Thunderdome, and they're not going to be able to do stuff like this when they're in front of a crowd? Maybe that's why they squeezed that in, because it was a throw. He threw Rey. I mean, not quite like the lawn dart that Kevin Nash did, but he just chucked him into that, in the high part on that fence too. So I'm guessing there was a crash pad underneath there, and they immediately put it underneath the ring right after that. Any thoughts on it?
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if that's what we saw. And, you know, with the imminent return of live touring and live events, you know, the chances for them to pull stuff like that off are, you know, rapidly running out. So taking advantage of that extra production value while they can and not having a live audience, I don't see a problem with it.
Yeah, I just don't think we're going to see stuff like that much longer once, because they're going to be on the road another 2 weeks. So, which, you know, it's gonna be back to the normal, I guess, sort of, kind of, you know, whatever normal may be. But yeah, I think, you know, and Artiste, you definitely have a point there by saying, you know, they wanted to just spike the crowd on Fox. But the funny thing is, we didn't know about it until what, like an hour before that it was going to happen, or 2 hours. So, I mean, really, what kind of, you know, yeah, you're going to spike maybe the internet wrestling crowd, but you're not going to, their average fan's not going to know that's happening.
I thought they announced it like Thursday night or something.
Did they? Okay.
There was rumors Thursday night, but they didn't announce it until Friday.
Yeah. So I was going to say, I knew that there was rumors floating around about, yeah, they just might do this, but that's, you know, was nothing official. You know, I think, and so, I'll give you, I think it was pretty good. There was a lot of drama in it, and Ray really, Roman sold like a champ for a long time in that match. So it's like, you know, I enjoy when at least the champion, you know, gets to be made look human in a match. And unfortunately, you know, he did do the same thing. He kind of choked him out like he choked out Daniel Bryan. Obviously, that's his new finisher there, the Brock Lesnar around the arm, around the neck choke out. And it was a, you know, overall, you know, so we get that replaced with Bayley now. Bayley and in the main event in a Hell in a Cell, which, you know, and Bianca Belair will be the first time Bianca's got a chance to do that. I'm kind of hoping maybe that this will give them a chance to shine. I mean, they are one of the bright spots on SmackDown.
Well, that's the one thing I think we talked a little bit in recent weeks about, like, women's wrestling and comments people have made and all that stuff. And looking at the card on paper, that's it's nice to see that 50% of the card tomorrow is women's matches, but they seem meaningful. And I guess, like, again, I'm not going to completely take the Triple H side on all of this, but you compare that to last night's Dynamite, which was just Penelope Ford against Julia Hart. And then a Britt Baker interview, like, one of those companies is doing a lot more with their women's division right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you definitely. Yeah, without a doubt.
Has Bayley been in Hell in a Cell before?
I don't think so. I think just Sasha and Charlotte. Yeah. Sasha, Charlotte, and Ronda Rousey, maybe? I can't remember. I know that they're. Yeah, I know.
I know Sasha and Charlotte. So I'm interested to see what those two can do. I don't know, in a way that's almost more intriguing to me than a predictable Reigns Mysterio match.
True. And you know, and I think, like I said, they give them the stage to, you know, to impress people. We know we love Bayley, so except for when she's laughing and there's like 4,000 versions of her laughing at you. I don't know. That kind of like is like a part of my nightmares, I think. But on that note, we're going to go to break. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. I want to talk a little bit. Maybe we can get in later. Wardlow versus Hager in a staged MMA fight last night. I just have some things, thoughts about that. I want to talk about Joe re-showing on NXT. Like, we didn't talk about it last week. Oh yeah, we did. And Eva Marie debuted, and we'll talk about that as well. 222-1280 is the number if you want to give us a call. We'll be back right after this on Fox Sports 1280. Heaven, but I came from hell. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. You know I run this just because I know you hate this dude so much. Welcome back. I'm the Cashman. I'm with DC Dan Cole, the Artiste Rob Sanderson, Danger Boy's Eyes, and Danger Boy as well. He's there. I see his mouth too. And we're waiting on Jimmy Hart to give us a call. We're going to talk a little bit about his appearance tomorrow on Father's Day, Eastview Mall, Heroes Hideout. But that'll be when he calls, so we'll wait until then. But right now we're going to talk a little bit of some of the topics I tease. Now, let's talk about first, and I know this was, you know, oh, there he is. Hold on a second. Why don't you guys mention real quick, talk about Eva Marie's debut with Doudrop there. Anyone, you have some thoughts on that?
Can we just spend the minute talking about how awful a name Dewdrop is?
Yeah, I don't know who thought that was a good idea or who even thought that up, but that is just one of the worst things that's ever come out and been trademarked in the history of the world.
How do you compare it to Great Balls of Fire?
It beats Great Balls of Fire. Great Balls of Fire was a much better pay-per-view name than Dewdrop is a wrestling name.
At least spell it correctly. I don't know. But I love that, you know, Piper has information listed on WWE's website, but then it's like, who is this person?
It's so dumb. Like, insulting the intelligence of the Always. WWE universe, part 405,000. Like, just, she's done significant things under their banner before. It's absolutely pathetic to continue to treat people like absolute idiots like that. But,
well, to be fair, probably 90% of their people aren't hardcore wrestling watchers, and they don't know who she is at all.
I thought you were going to say 90% of their fans are idiots.
Well,
that's not what you said. I'm going to put words in your mouth. Tune in. I don't know.
The people still clinging and watching every week, maybe.
I did see part of that segment. That's all I saw of Raw. So,
well, let me ask you. Let me throw this out there. Remember when she was supposed to debut before years ago, and every time she'd come out, she'd have like a wardrobe malfunction or something weird would happen. Do you think that they're just trying to remember if it was 10 years ago when she first debuted, if people are trying to remember that's exactly what happened every time she came out, that somebody else would get the feature? I that's the way I felt when I saw that. It's like, oh, she's coming out, and now there's the real wrestler who's out there. So, I don't know. I mean, everyone just kind of frowned when they heard of that she was going to be coming back as it was, you know, just because nobody really cared much for her, except for, I mean, she's a very beautiful woman. Don't get me wrong, but okay.
She's no Stephanie McMahon.
Thank God. I'm on the cashless side with the Stephanie McMahon conversation. So
I just have to say that Eva Marie doing some ring announcing brought back some memories of a former friend of this show who was wrestling in WWE at the time, who had a great impression of Eva Marie's ring announcing about 8 years ago when she did it for like Main Event or something. It was crashing at his house, and the whole night we just kept making Eva Marie ring announcing impersonations. So I'm glad that came back for one night. Good memories of one Mr. Huber.
Yeah, if we could not have a microphone anywhere in the vicinity of her mouth, that would be fantastic.
Here is your winner. No thanks.
Oh, man. You know, I'm having, you know, it's funny is I think Jimmy Hart called, but I just couldn't answer the phone. I hit the line and nobody would be there. So it's like, bummer.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. I got to have to stop the Facebook Live for a second so that I can like message him to call a different number. So I know, isn't it? You know what? Why not? You know what? Why not? So that was, you know, I mean, what are we going to get next week? Is she just going to come out and be a manager now? Is that pretty much, you think, her position?
I don't want to support anything related to this Eva Marie stuff, but at least it's a little bit of a swerve of her, like, not really wrestling or trying to get out of it or something like that. Like, I kind of like that spin on it, I will say.
Yeah.
As opposed to her just coming out and dominating or something stupid.
If they do it anything like they did with the NXT stuff she did when she had Nia Jax, that wasn't terrible. She took her beatings and it wasn't that bad. So I wouldn't complain if it was something similar to that.
So essentially we're playing Would You Rather?
Yes.
Or look, she's coming back no matter what. So would you rather have her be an in-ring performer or have her be in some kind of managerial role? So yeah, if we have to pick, that's the best option.
But the,
I didn't think
the
you could
thing
play
is,
Would You Rather still on the radio in 2021.
It's still it's still more entertaining than watching Nikki Cross theoretically win matches just because she lasted 2 minutes.
I was going to make a joke, but it's totally not appropriate. So
it's 2021. We can't make that joke.
Oh, this is going to go off the rails.
So do we transition then to the Jake Hager MMA fight that was teased?
Yeah, let's just get all the great stuff out of the way.
Sure, and I will say that I kind of brought that up because last night I was I was watching the Jake Hager MMA match, and it's like, I love MMA, but it's like when you're trying to make it a worked MMA, you know, it's like MMA fans immediately were like, this is not, you know, they're like wrong camera angles. They're not doing the right thing when, you know, they're not, you know, trying to finish it. There was no finishes going on. I don't know. I just was really upset. I was hoping they weren't going to go very long, and they even had the octagon there or whatever they were using. And it was just, I was just a tad disappointed that, cause I thought, you know, I thought they were good. But not, I mean, I don't know if Wardlow is legitimately a MMA guy, but I mean, we know Jake Hager as he fights for Bellator. He came out and did a press conference after the night to talk about it, you know, a little bit. But, I just, you know, I don't know. What do you guys think? I mean, I know a lot of guys aren't the biggest fans for MMA, you know, but did you feel that?
I guess that's where I should jump in.
Yeah.
I wanted to follow up exactly with what you said there, because you're an MMA fan and a lot of you guys in general are, and I'm admittedly not an MMA fan, yet I feel the same way. An MMA fan doesn't want to see a worked MMA match. Granted, a lot of MMA and boxing and stuff out there is a work. Let's just throw that out there.
And some MMA matches and boxing matches would be better if they were worked.
Yeah. But then you have somebody like me who doesn't like MMA, who also doesn't want to see a worked MMA match. I don't want it. Like, I tune into wrestling to watch wrestling. I don't want to see this. Like, I agree. I think of the style of matches we've seen like that, that was one of the better ones over the years of this, like, worked, shoot, fight, whatever. They didn't do a terrible job, I agree, with like Hager backing off of Wardlow and stuff like that. Like, that's just stupid. I feel like it went too long in general. 3-minute rounds would have been fine. They could have done whatever they wanted. It just, I don't know. It's not my cup of tea. I think they did as well as they could have with it. I just hope it's not something that happens there again.
And I think one of the big issues with it is you had someone, I mean, Hager's never worked an MMA fight. Done a worked MMA fight, but then you have Wardlow, who is still green as a wrestler itself and doesn't do MMA. When they did Thatcher versus Riddle, that was a good worked MMA fight. They went for finishes. They went to hurt each other. It you could tell it was a wrestling match, but it was a lot better than what we saw last night. You have to have two people in there that know what they're doing, and you can do it. It still doesn't look great, but you can make it look a lot better than that.
Yeah, I would agree. And what's the thing is that when, you know, you get in a dominant position and then you like just roll over and let the other guy get on top of you, because if you start, you know, ground and pounding him, then you're going to legitimately going to have a guy bleeding all over your octagon. And that's really not what you're looking for, you know?
Yeah, you're not looking to really, really do it. Especially, I think they were just trying to, I mean, they know these Friday Dynamites haven't been doing great with first run crowds. You try something different, you get out of the way, you see if it works. If it works, then great, you can do it again sometime. This one, I don't know if they're going to be doing again sometime. So at least it was a smaller crowd than would see it on a Wednesday.
At least we know that whoever is in charge over at AEW never watched Raw Underground.
Also true.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and
can we just let MMA be MMA and wrestling be wrestling?
Yeah, I don't want
the two shall mix.
Amen.
I was gonna say I definitely will live without them trying to. If you're gonna do it, definitely do it like the Underground did, and make it dark so you can't see what's going on. You know,
and I mean, I've watched like most of Bloodsport.
Yeah,
like Josh Barnett's Bloodsport. You know, pay per views that GCW's helped put on, like. There's been some good matches on that because, you know, it's a worked finish, but they're working stiff. They're still doing stuff. Like, it can be entertaining to just have like a real stiff wrestling match. But when it's presented as it was last night, I don't need to see that again.
No. And the thing is they were avoiding the close-ups, and they were avoiding a lot of things you would see in an MMA fight, you know, like and it's funny is even they tried to, you know, do like headshots and stuff, you know, wrestling style in an MMA fight. So it was I will you know, I will say I kind of liked how it ended, though, because Hager, you know, was going to punch fists with him and then got jumped, you know, after that. But I thought that, you know, I thought they had a good idea, but I hope they don't do it again. And it's like, obviously, they spent the money to build the octagon thing or whatever, the hexagon, or I'm not even sure. I think there were six sides. I couldn't tell. But it's like, I was intrigued because I wanted to see, you know, when it got to the point where it was supposed to be real, what was going to happen. And every time it did, it was like, no, these guys, because Hager would have choked him out in about, I don't know, 30 seconds in that fight. I think, you know, because he got around his head, and as soon as you get underneath the neck, it's over. So, yeah, you know, that's an interesting segment we have here. It's fortunately, I don't think we're going to be able to get Jimmy Hart on, but I'm going to try again when we go into the next commercial break. In fact, I'm going to go into the next commercial break right here in a second, just because I would like to make an effort, because I know he tried to, so I want to try to get him back. So we're going to go to break. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic on the Cash Man with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, the Artiste, and you. And trying to get Jimmy Hart online. I know he called. I feel terrible now. I hit the line to answer, and it just wouldn't pick up. So if anyone's out there with Jimmy, 222-1280 is the number to call. We're going to talk about some other stuff. Let's talk about – we talked about last week, Samoa Joe was going to be re-signed to NXT. And what happened this past week? He came back. So we now have Joe back. I'm not sure exactly what capacity he is. Danger. What did they bring back? Did they bring him back as like a disciplinary?
He's kind figure? Of an. He's an enforcer. It looks like an enforcer for William Regal. So he doesn't have to deal with all the shenanigans of everybody behind the scenes, and he can have a little muscle behind him in Joe, who's not cleared to actually wrestle matches. So. I don't think anybody in NXT reads the internet and knows this kind of stuff, but it was good to see him. He made an impact when he came out. He stood up to Karrion Kross. He later choked out Adam Cole and stared down Pete Dunne. It was he was everywhere. I don't want to see him on that much every week, but it was nice to see him back, and it was nice to see him have a little intensity in the promos. It's a little better than him just calling matches.
Yeah, and you guys think? What did you guys think? I mean, is it better that he comes back to WWE, or was there other options? And I didn't realize he still wasn't okay to wrestle yet. It was because of a concussion issue, right?
I was gonna say I would think it all depends on what's actually going on with him behind the scenes. If it is a situation where he truly isn't cleared to wrestle, and maybe there's the chance he won't be cleared to wrestle, I think clearly WWE is the smart decision. But if he still has matches in him, I do not like the decision to go back.
I agree with that completely. We don't really know if he would be cleared to wrestle even in AEW or Impact or New Japan or whatever, but I absolutely would prefer that over anything in WWE right now, to be honest. I mean, I think he's done what he can do in NXT. And we just didn't really get to see much main roster stuff from him. But you got to believe that, I don't know, maybe we're not going to see another match from him ever. I hope that's not the case. But better for him to be doing something over nothing, I guess.
I'm getting the feeling that we will see him wrestling again, though. That's what I heard, that they had brought him back in that capacity, was to be a wrestler. So, I mean, I wasn't.
If he's getting physically involved, you would think that he's like on the road to being able to again. I mean, if he's going to be an enforcer and stuff like that, you would think that. You would want to hope that that's the case, and maybe he's just not there yet.
Yeah, you know, and that's what I'm guessing too. But it's like. You know, and he had just a blip, you know, with WWE. I mean, he did main event a pay-per-view with Brock Lesnar. So he did get some opportunities. Unfortunately, making a commercial for what was a video game. Is that where he got the concussion from, going into the table? Was that it, Danger?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. And then he got, I think there was two concussions within like 3 weeks or something like that. And that led to him being out for over a year now, over almost a year and a half. So, I mean, concussions are nothing to mess with. If you're having issues with concussions, you absolutely should not be in the ring. So if that's the case, then I'm glad they found something like, and the thing that came out with Triple H not knowing ahead of time that you know, Joe was getting cut and then immediately trying to jump on it as soon as he was available or as soon as he could get him back in. I mean, that goes to show you there's an issue with WWE's communications lines, but
how in the world, like part of me totally believes that. And part of me has such a tough time believing that Triple H wouldn't know about cuts like before they happen. Like, isn't he one of like the three people or something that you would make sure knows or is actually in on the decision? That to me is just baffling.
Oh, I would agree. I would agree. And by the way, we have WWE PR on the phone with us right now. Hold on a second. It's Troy from Rochester. Troy, what's up? You there, Troy? Oh, you know what? I'm having problems with my phone today. Look at that. Maybe it was my phone issues that I was having a son of a gun. I thought I was being funny too. You know, Troy, listener Troy. So, you know, the problems that the WWE, you know that left hand doesn't meet the right hand a lot of times, you know. So let's see if this is Troy. Troy, is this you on the phone?
Yeah, I got disconnected.
Yeah, okay, great. Brother, you know, you had a PR for WWE, so what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing? Good morning, guys. How are you?
They can hear you.
Oh, okay. first of all, man, what's going on with Raw, man? SmackDown got it going on. Roman Reigns. I like Bobby Lashley on Raw. I like Elias. But everybody else, man, what's going on? Natalya seeing Drew every week. What's going on with Raw?
I don't know. Raw, we got Eva Marie. Weren't you super excited for that?
Yeah, I was. I still am, you know. But Nia Jax got my attention now. That's my girl right there, Nia Jax.
Yeah, what happened to her? Because now we got a girl named Dewdrop out there, you know?
Yeah, she ain't Nia Jax, though. That's my girl, Nia Jax. Cute and can wrestle.
Yeah, well, when's the last time you've seen her on TV? You know, was it when Shayna Baszler was out last week? Was Nia out with her?
No, but Nia was on TV last week, though.
Yeah, okay. I mean, she's not really doing much. That's what I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, you know, because, you know, they had a long ring as champions, so, you know, they got to slow their roll a little bit. Let the other women get a little attention, you know. Like right now, what's going on with Shayna Baszler, you know, let another storyline play out. It'd be a time when they reunite again.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I could live without Alexa Bliss, okay, without what's going on with that whole storyline, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then we did get to see Alexa Bliss wrestle Nia Jax not too long ago, and I don't even know what to even call that.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably the most bizarrest match I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Well, you know, Alexa is injury-prone, too. You know, so they got to try to take it easy with her, do whatever she's doing. You know, she used to wrestle a lot, but, you know, also, you know, she used to get injured a lot. So they got to take, they can't work her too much. Like, so she got to do the role she's doing now. And just showing up, doing the promos, you know, with the makeup on or whatnot. Because she's fragile, man. She's fragile. Talented, but fragile.
Well, everybody is. Your girl Nia's fragile. Didn't she, like, blow out both of her knees, like, a year ago?
That's what she
a couple months ago, she injured her hole.
Yeah, remember? Oh, my hole.
Well, I thought you were going to say a couple months ago she injured somebody else. That too.
I was going to say, that could have been last week.
That's what surgery is for, though, so she's looking good now, though.
Yeah, I don't think WWE wants someone who's going to go out and hurt people, because they can't make money when they're all in casts and, hospital beds, you know?
Yeah, well, that comes with experience, too. That comes with experience. She's been doing, you got to admit, she's been doing good lately. I mean, the whole, you know, even the comedy falls and all that. She's been doing good. Her and Shayna, they make a good team. They paired. I was the one that suggested that on Twitter, that they be a team.
WWPR. Yeah. I told you, this guy has some power.
Yeah.
So cool. No, so. Hey, Troy, it's been a pleasure to talk to you again, man. We're back here live, so definitely call back next week, okay?
Okay. I appreciate it, guys.
All right. Thank you. We got Brian, buddy on the line. What's up, buddy?
Hi, guys. Hey, guys, you guys were talking about AEW and the programming. You guys mentioned that next Saturday night, AEW will be on next Saturday night.
Yep, it's on next Saturday night. Hey, is it on next Saturday night? I'm just wondering.
Yes, it is, Ricky. I'm just going to tell you.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's on next Saturday night. Are you sure?
Yes, because that's what they said on their programming, because they said that they have a special edition of AEW. I forgot what time it is, but it will be on TNT, and then they'll go to back to their Wednesday.
Yeah, because basketball is knocking them off right now. But sometime between noon and midnight, they're going to be on Saturday. That's what you're saying.
No. I mean, no, like 6 o'clock
okay.
in the evening.
Okay, but you don't know the time, so.
I think it's 6 o'clock. Maybe Dean or one of them guys could.
Yeah, what are you guys doing? We need some work here. Get on the computer. Thanks for getting them straightened out, buddy. All right. On that note, we're going to take a break because.
Saturday Night Dynamite. Is that at 8 o'clock? I think it's 8 o'clock, but it's live. We're back to live.
We're back.
Thank God.
Yeah, they'll be live, and then they'll be live on Wednesday as well, I'm guessing, the following
yes.
Wednesday. So no more NBA getting in the way. I think the finals go to ABC at that point. And, yeah, so on that note, we will go to break. And we will be back in just a few minutes here on Fox Sports 1280. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with the Artiste, Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, and you. And welcome to June. It's Father's Day tomorrow. You know what would be a great idea? Take your father out to Eastview Mall. Meet Jimmy, the Mouth of the South, Hart, doing a free signing from 12 to 3 at Heroes Hideout. And we had some problems with the phone. We weren't able to get him. So it'll be another day we'll have Jimmy Hart. That's twice now I've written interviews for him. Where he has, we have not been able to use them, and they're very time sensitive. So on that note, we're going to the phones. We've got Chester on the line. Chester, what's happening, sir?
Hey, man, long time listener. How you guys doing?
Doing great. How you doing, sir? Are you from New Jersey, you said?
Well, I'm originally from Greece, but I just moved to Jersey a couple years ago.
Oh, okay. Beautiful. So what's going on? Well, what do you want to talk about?
So
can I say why would you do that?
Yeah,
first of all.
Yeah, go ahead.
Joking.
New Jersey is a beautiful place. Okay, now two questions. First of all, what do you guys think about this Matt Cardona, Nick Gage shoot? I think it's fantastic for Jersey.
Man, yeah, well, I mean, Nick Gage got so much press on Dark Side of the Ring that and everyone thought it was going to be Moxley that was going to be the guy who showed up and mysteriously attacked him 2 weeks ago. Our boy Furby was there. He was actually at the that event. But now he's, yeah, Matt Cardona, you know, helps elevate to what he's going on with Nick Gage. You're a huge Nick Gage fan, I'm guessing, right?
I love me some MDK all day. I mean, this is huge. I think this is going to put GCW on the map for sure. Probably, like, biggest feud of the summer.
Oh, certainly. Yeah, what about Artiste? What do you think? I know,
I mean, I'm really looking forward to that match, I guess, of, I am also now looking forward to Omega and Callahan Slammiversary, but I think, you know, Cardona's out there doing a bunch of kind of random things. He was actually in a 8-man tag last night in Cleveland, which might have been Hornswoggle's last ever match. Colin Delaney and Cheech were in that match as well last night too. But no, I think Cardona, I'm interested to see what he's going to do against Nick Gage. I mean, I think Cardona's going to have to bleed. He might not go all out, but I think that's in like the middle of July. I'm looking forward to watching that. So, Zack Ryder, if for anybody's listening who doesn't know who we're talking about, but according to Matt Cardona, Zack Ryder is effing dead. So.
Okay.
I think that question might be directed to. I don't think it's Danger.
I don't
think it's Artiste. I don't think it's me. Cash, is this talk about you?
What was the question again?
I didn't hear.
Yeah.
What's up with all the selfies?
Oh, sorry. Okay, sorry about the selfies, sir. Sorry about that. I apologize.
Man, you know, I wake up in the morning, I don't need to see that every day, man. Once in a while, you got to come back.
Fine. Give me some grief. Thank you.
If only he knew the conversations we've been having with Cash for the last I don't know how many years about his selfie game.
Yeah, I know. I'm going through rehab for it. So, but
are you saying that the cash stash needs to come back?
No.
Yes.
It's funny. I've never.
Danger's got to take like a video selfie with a shaky camera. That'll be your new like Facebook profile picture. Great.
Yeah. If you're watching on Facebook Live right now, you get to see the artiste DC Dan Cole and Danger's eyes and the shaky camera work. But I'll give you credit. You've been holding it for a whole hour, so that's pretty good. We're gonna do some news before we get out of here. This past week, Becky Lynch was reportedly training in the ring at WWE Performance Center. Her visit was described as the process for her to return to action for the company. She was seen working in the ring with WWE NXT Women's Tag Team Champion Indy Hartwell, which we've hinted that she was coming back. We thought maybe it was a little bit earlier, you know, maybe around WrestleMania. But were you guys happy to see Becky Lynch back? Throw her back into the mix, maybe on SmackDown. I mean, I definitely would love to see her match up with any of the people now that have been promoted heavily the last past year and a half on SmackDown.
I think there's a lot of Becky Lynch matches that we haven't seen that I would like to see. So I agree with that. Like people who have been called up or whatever. I'm not in a rush to see her with Bayley or Charlotte or Sasha or them again, but, you know, I'd love to see her against like a Candice LeRae, for example, some of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do. I have this really bad feeling they're going to throw her in with Charlotte, though, for SummerSlam or something like that, which I don't want to see. I'd rather see her and Rhea Ripley if possible.
Too soon, maybe? But, maybe too soon for something like that?
I just don't want to see Charlotte in the main event.
Am I the only one that absolutely sees Becky Lynch winning the Money in the Bank?
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Why not? It gives you a lot of long time.
That's the way she went out. That's the way she comes back in.
Yeah, that's a long long time build up. We got a call from John from Brighton. What's up, John?
So if the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view is on Sunday, why did they do a Hell in a Cell match on SmackDown last night?
We talked about that earlier on the show. I think it was to, one, help garner some audience on SmackDown on Fox. To give the opportunity for a women's match to be in Hell in a Cell as well. I don't know if there's any other explanations. I think
Head of the table doesn't work Father's Day.
Yeah, the head of the table doesn't work Father's Day. That sounds good.
They care more about television than they do about paper months. I don't even want to call them pay-per-views anymore.
He almost sounded like Chester there from New Jersey for a second. But we did talk about it earlier, Chester. I mean, sorry, John from Brighton. You got to get up a little bit earlier. Some other news we got to get to. AEW President Tony Khan announced this past week that AEW is going to have an event called Dynamite Grand Slam. It's going to be in the Arthur Ashe Stadium, New York City. Tickets go on July. Sorry, Newark, New Jersey. Sorry.
Newark's the week before, that is in Queens the week after. And then Rochester the week after. So Rochester is no longer the first show in New York State. It'll be the second.
Grumble. But that this is the first time that they've done a big show in New York City, close to New York City. It's going to, 23,771 people can be in the stadium, Arthur Ashe Stadium. So usually they do the U.S. Open tennis match. So yeah. I thought that was pretty interesting news because they're kind of getting into the Northern Territory a little bit more and maybe open some eyes for people who have their WWE blinders on all the time. Just saying, you know.
I'm not a tennis fan, but like looking at the pictures of that, this is a genius idea. Like it looks like a perfect, you get that stadium feel, but you don't need to sell 70,000 seats. It's only like 22,000, whatever, like you said. But I think I think it'll be a really cool look.
Yeah, it's the tennis specific stadium. So your tennis court's much smaller than, you know, football field or basketball court or a lot of these ones. So it is really more concentrated on the center. And I think it's going to be I'm excited to see what it looks like.
And I kind of like the direction of kind of avoiding the, when WWE is in this area, they're either running Barclays or MSG. What can we do differently?
Right.
I agree.
And nobody can complain like, oh, AEW's running a smaller venue because they can't sell out Barclays or whatever. No, they're going for it. So.
All right. Some other news. John Cena sat down with Chris Van Vliet this past week to talk about his return. his impending return. He confirmed it, so he definitely will be back. I don't know if it's going to be by SummerSlam, but we'll know pretty soon. Pretty much. And SummerSlam, WWE put out a notice that they're going to be doing talent tryouts during that week when they're doing SummerSlam in Vegas. So WWEPerformanceCenter.com, you can sign up there if you're a wrestler. You want to get a tryout with WWE. Definitely check that out.
If you want to get released in 5 months, go for it.
Yeah, well, or maybe you've got an idea that just will blow their mind, you know? I mean, it's something.
Aren't they hurting for money right now? Like, can they really afford to take on new talent?
Is this, well, do you have to pay to try out? Because this sounds to me like a cash grab, so.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know what the cost is or whatnot, but definitely if you're interested and you think you can, you've got it, WWEPerformanceCenter.com is where you can sign up. Some baby news this past week. We've had two wrestling babies born into the world. Cody and Brandi Rhodes announced the arrival of their daughter Liberty yesterday. Liberty Iris Runnels. And Renee Paquette announced the arrival of her daughter Tuesday for her and husband John Moxley. No name given out yet. So they both were born in the same week, which is pretty cool. I remember it was pretty much the same time that we heard that they both were pregnant, too. So it makes sense. Look at that. 9-month injury. Then they'll be back. Unfortunately, a friend of the show, former Impact Wrestling color commentator Don West, revealed that he's seeking treatment for brain lymphoma. West addressed his medical situation on a show on 560 KPQ, which he did a weekly show on. Good friend of the show, really. We had Don West a handful of times when TNA first started. And, you know, you go back and you watch some of these TNA Impact in 60s on Access TV, and Don West was very important in, as much as everybody was critical of him because he sold Beanie Babies and baseball cards, he also was very good. I listened back to that, and I miss him and Mike Tenay. I miss that announcing crew, you know? So, you know, but we're sending our best to Don West. Don, I'm a leukemia survivor. I think you can get through this, too. I have a lot of faith in you, so... you know, power to you, man. We got one more piece of news before we get out of here. Looks like Mickie James might be showing up to the next Impact pay-per-view. They were teasing it on TV this past week. I thought that was interesting. The Slammiversary is the next pay-per-view. They did tease a former champ, and she was one in the. Mickie James, it seems to be a pretty busy lady. Lately, power to her. Some news: Brock Lesnar probably won't be back for SummerSlam. They apparently didn't come to an agreement. Last night, Karrion Kross and Bronson Reed were backstage for SmackDown. They're thinking of ideas for them. So who knows? Maybe they'll get the call up. And we got Hell in a Cell this weekend. I want to thank you, DC. Thank you, Danger. Thank you, Mr. Artis, Rob Sanderson. And sorry, don't forget tomorrow, 12 to 3. Jimmy, the Mouth of the South Heart, is going to be at Heroes Hideout. Eastview Mall. I wish we could have had him on. Unfortunately, things didn't work out. We'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.